Holy goodness.
Town talk. Good morning. Boy, that sun feels good.
Yeah. Got a heat wave here. Warmed up.
Yeah,
I am single digits.
So. I am so confused. All this stuff's going on with the Gaza thing's over. You know, and they have to deal with all the destruction. And then Bomb got inaugurated. And the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl this Sunday?
February 1st.
But what's the Sunday?
There's nothing this Sunday.
Oh, so when they talk about on Super Bowl Sunday we're going to shut our bar down because it was too rowdy, they're talking about February 1st?
Yeah. That's in 2 weeks.
Oh. Boy, this is winter, man.
They're going to shut the bar down because the bar is going to be too rowdy. Is that what they said at Howlers the other day?
Oh, Howlers. That's when we had the benefit for Common Ground Relief, and we had all the bands of the different aging rock stars from the 80s in Pittsburgh.
Aging rock. Bobby Porter.
Yeah, Bobby Porter.
I haven't seen
good,
him in
man.
Years, man.
He was good.
I always ask people about him, too.
People want me to put that show up online, but I'm putting Bobby Porter up online, man.
Plus, he's always had like some very relevant things to say.
Yep.
Always. You know?
And when I saw him, he says he wants to have an international simulcast, so whatever that means. But no, he was good. He was real good. So what do you think of Barack Obama getting elected?
What I think about that?
To get inaugurated and everyone really excited.
Definitely official. It's real. So, don't have to pinch yourself anymore, people. It's happening. He's in. He's president.
That's right. Can you believe it? 50 years ago, and his daddy couldn't even get served at a lunch counter in D.C.
And neither can my daddy either, as far as that goes. Or maybe in Pittsburgh.
That's true.
You know? And that's a fact, Jack.
So, come on, you have to have some opinion about Mr. Obama.
Well, I think people should just give the man a chance and let him go ahead and do his thing and work with his cabinet. First of all, you know.
Bomb the hell out of Afghanistan.
I don't know. We'll just let things take its course and see how things go.
I wish they would just find that guy so everybody could use him as an excuse.
I think it might be better. I don't know. I may be wrong in saying this, but it might be easier for the United States to negotiate with a lot of nations now.
Yep.
Now that the person who's president looks a little different and maybe looks like some of them.
No, I know that. I know that's true. I just think that sometimes people rely on electoral politics and don't think that we have to do this all together. They think that he's going to be the king and declare an edict to make the clocks run on time.
But Barack Obama did not become president because he's black.
No.
He became president because people wanted change and people in the overwhelming majority voted for him.
Yes.
Of many different ethnic and socioeconomic backgrounds.
It inspired confidence and trust.
Yes.
But still, I don't like what he had to say about Gaza. He goes, what would you do if somebody was lobbing bombs at you in your neighborhood? I think that was a very good thing to say during the Palestinian thing. And that's what the Palestinian thing, Israel got away with it, man. They just, like, you know, bombed the hell out of them and then stopped right before a new administration came in and was going to confront
them. Well, I don't think anybody's completely, like, gotten away with anything because it's really not over.
No, it's
this
not.
Whole thing. So there's going to be repercussions for anybody who are not doing the right thing. Yeah.
So whose speakerphone are we going to use today for this phone call?
I don't know. I don't have a speakerphone.
I know who does.
I'm not going over there.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Maybe we'll just go to my house. I got a speakerphone. So now we're going to the bank. To Lavelle Real Estate, 1967. all of his real estate banker buddies. He said he wanted to start his own bank, Robert Lavelle, and they said, you can't do that. Don't cause any trouble. You're a Negro. Why don't I start a bank and you could work for me, and that way you don't have to...
Savings and loan.
Yep. And real estate company.
Yes.
And so he said the heck with that and took him to court. And before it even came to trial, these federal laws came swooping down. And now Lavelle Savings and Loan is our city's only...
Dwelling house.
Yep, Dwelling House Savings and Loan is the only African-American bank in Pittsburgh.
And that is a free plug.
And that is a free plug.
See, now they deserve a plug. People need to put their money in their bank. Even you folks from out of town that are listening. You can do that, you know.
Do that by mail.
That's right.
So you Google that. But yeah, Lavelle Real Estate is really something. So do we have some music, or are we just going to sit on
it? So it's been relatively quiet in here, beside us running our mouths, but... Or no.
I can't believe how sunny it is for all this cold weather.
Maybe you want to bring on the song.
That's right. No,
thank you.
Don't say who it is. Don't say who it is. It'll be a surprise. What number?
Just start off from the very beginning.
Okay. That's not it. That was Elvis Costello.
Unless you want to put in like...
Which number?
Number 9.
Okay.
Number nine.
Yeah. That's not it. That's the Weather Channel.
It's still ahead of a cold front.
Cold front.
Ain't no cold front.
Don't go to Cleveland.
See, look at this. What's wrong?
I don't know, man.
It has to say load. There it is. Number 9.
So I have to go in here with you, huh?
No.
When you go in the bank. Because I know people that work in there.
Oh, do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Number 9, ladies and gentlemen, our guest artist of the day. Still alive and kicking.
Oh, yeah. This is Gil Scott Heron, and this is called Work for Peace.
Back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said, because in general, I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed. Because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. Then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex, but all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex.
How about that?
Oh, I like it. I like it, man. What's this, 82?
Military and the
1984. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary.
And some people will think that this is brand new.
That's right, so old it's new.
To a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and were storming into February. But as pot-bellied generals as luminaries, 2 weeks ago I had heard the sumbitch, now all of a sudden it's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary, they took the dignity from the dignitaries, they took the secrets from the secretary, but they left the bitch, an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries, trying to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizen secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary from thousands of miles of a Saudi Arabian sanctuary kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. We've got to work for peace.
Work for peace, brother.
Oh, this is good.
We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war. It is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war.
Hold on a second, sir.
Go.
Okay. Pop the mic up.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. This is Vincent and Kevin from Town Talk Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we're talking to... What's your name?
Oh, God. Saleh Habib.
Okay, and we're calling because we are doing a show today about the aftermath of the war between you and Israel. And first of all, what do you do in Gaza?
Well, I'm a journalist and working in some charitable organizations during the Gaza Strip, and I had a closer look about what was going on in time of war and after the mass.
So you've lived there all your life?
So you have lived there all your life?
Let's press Rita.
You should ask him who he is first before you start any conversation.
I did.
No, you didn't. You didn't even get his name.
Hello, sir.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay, we got disconnected.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, let's start over again. Your name again is?
Sameh Habib.
And you're a photographer and a journalist in Gaza?
I'm a photojournalist in Gaza City. Yeah, right.
And have you lived there all your life?
What?
Have you lived there all your life?
Yes, sure.
Okay, tell us about the aftermath of the war and where you go from here.
Well, the Gaza Strip is still in the way to get out of the shock and the earthquake that stormed the Gaza Strip in the past days of Israel war in the Gaza Strip. And even today, paramedics found around 2 people under the rubble of some houses. The situation in the Gaza Strip is still very direful, and some aids still getting into the Gaza Strip, but the amount of these aids are still not enough.
Is the,
We cut off again.
Huh. Because of you. Okay, here we go. Redial. Talk about Homeland Security.
No, it's because of that. Their power lines are blown the hell on back. Their telephone lines. Your turn.
Hello?
No, they'll go.
Hello?
Okay, Sameh, we're going to try this one more time, and hopefully we'll be able to... continue our conversation. We keep having problems with our phone connection.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about the aftermath of what's going on. So you were saying that still it's very hard for supplies to come through?
Yes, it's still the situation in the Gaza Strip. They are full in a way or another. Today, the paramedics found 2 dead bodies west of Gaza City. As for the humanitarian situation, it's still we have a crisis in which what is getting into the Gaza Strip through the crossings, not enough at all. Today, Egypt and Israel signed the agreement of smuggling weapons through the Gaza Strip, and this means that no longer tunnels will be a way to bring food into the Gaza Strip. In the meantime, if this deal will go on the ground, so the Palestinians would be in bad need for humanitarian crisis. And if the crossings would not be opening into early, mm-hmm. a siege would be still imposed in the Gaza Strip, and people suffered a lot before this war, in which a 2 year of siege hit all aspects of life, in which all life aspects were not available. Even our house was built in time of siege. Now people here and after this mass, after the war, still suffer from the shock, still suffer from the earthquake, in which more than 35,000 have no houses now. They are being homeless, and some of them live with their relatives, some others live in the United Nations schools, and some others live in tents in the areas where their house is destroyed in a very cold weather. And this is like part of the suffering they have. As we have many traumatized children, we do not have enough income for those people. They are mostly unemployed. And also, we do not have like abilities to respond to all this war, because our just local authorities here and the Hamas government ruling the Gaza Strip did not have most of the factors to respond to this need. Hamas was like a movement, and it's still a movement rather than a government, because it was boycotted by the entire world due to its stances.
So when we're looking at humanitarian aid, we're looking at aid across the board, because the hospitals are overcrowded. Is that correct?
I didn't hear you, sir. Again, please.
The hospitals are overcrowded?
The situation of the hospitals at this moment is better than the previous time, in which many injured people were just transferred and referred to Egypt in a way to shorten the crisis that we have got here. Also, some medicine getting into the Gaza Strip. I could tell you that the health sector is a little bit stable now, but if the crossings would not be open for a long time and for a permanent opening, then the crisis will loom again and the problem will exasperate again. But till now, the situation in the health sector is stable a little bit.
What is the general consensus about the recent president election here in the United States and the fact that the United States has a new president? Do you think that's going to help any in bettering the situation there?
People are somehow in contradiction. Some people agree that Obama will make a change, and some others do say that Obama will make no change. Obama is saying that he's coming with a change. But with the appointment of George Mitchell today, people think that this convoy and this like ambassador for the Americans here would be functioning as the previous time, in which he was working in many compromises with President Arafat and the Palestinian Authority. So they think that it will not make much change Palestinian aspires. And some Palestinians do think also that Obama is as the same as Bush when it comes to Palestine, but he's wonderful for the Americans when it comes to other issues like Iraq, like the healthcare, the economy, and other stuff like that inside America. But when it comes to Palestine, the people here think that he's like Bush, and even maybe more than Bush, because he was showing much support to Israel in IPAC when he delivered his famous speech, while yesterday he was speaking about the Palestinian suffering, and he's saying he was sorry for the victims. And Palestinians think that not enough to say sorry. Palestinians need just actions on the ground. If Obama will not be making a change shortly, then he will move the glimmery and the glimpse of hope he was saying he will grant for the people around the world, specifically the Palestinians.
So besides getting the news out in terms of what's happening, because You know, this type of news is not getting out in the American media. Has the United Nations been helpful in trying to get supplies in?
Well, what is getting now into the Gaza Strip, mostly aid for the United Nations and the UNRWA. And UNRWA is not targeting all the Palestinian people. It's only targeting refugees. And we have like a big number of people who are not beneficiaries from the UNRWA. So the only way to end these troubles is to permanently open all the crossings, to allow all kind of goods, to allow cement to build houses. Now we were speaking about the crossings and opening the crossings, but we have to bear in mind what is getting into the Gaza Strip through these crossings. Not all materials, not all foodstuff, and not all needs. What is getting into the Gaza Strip is foodstuff. What people at this moment need iron and need metal, they need to rebuild their houses. Now we were speaking about people being homeless. For thousands of people homeless, thousands do not have houses. And this is a very problematic for the people here. UNRWA enough, it's not enough at all. We need governments to interfere to end Gaza siege. Here is the people saying.
How can people here in the United States get information about what's going on there in the Gaza? Can they go to a website and read the actual news that is happening?
Well, yes, many websites. Just Google Ma'ana News Agency. And also Ramatani News Agency. Also, you could go to my blog as well. I'm updating it from time to time, which is www.gazatoday.blogspot.com. I make daily update about what's going on, and soon I will be launching an electronic newspaper that will cover the news as it is in the ground, but still we need much support, and I hope that some of your listeners could contribute in launching this electronic newspaper, because in Gaza Strip and in Palestine we do not have specialized media outlets like electronic newspaper. We have a project called Gaza Daily Mail, in which it will be a big newspaper, electronic first, and I hope some of your listeners could help us to build this.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to add at this point for our listeners?
Yeah, I also would like to thank the Americans, the Arab Americans, and all those who stand by the Palestinians. I want to thank the thousands of people who were in the streets of San Francisco and in New York and Michigan and California. I would thank those who were in Chicago, Illinois, and other cities who supported the Palestinians by going, raising their voice. I would thank those who were just protesting against the hotel of Barack Obama in the time of war, where he was silent and not saying any word about Palestine. Thanks indeed, and I hope they will continue supporting the Palestinian cause, because it is the only cause under the occupation at this moment.
Okay, give me that website again real slow, the Gaza blog spot of yours.
Yeah, it's www.gazatoday.blogspot.
Okay, I thank you for taking time out to talk to us. I know you're very, very busy, but we wanted to make sure that people have the correct information.
And we're
you are most welcome to call me anytime for any updates from your good listeners, inshallah.
Okay, again, this is Vincent and Kevin. We're from Pittsburgh. We were protesting here, too. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Well, folks, that's this week for Town Talk Radio. I think that's enough. We had Gil Scott Heron talking about war and military-industrial complex, and you know, we had a little breakfast and a little lunch, and we walked around and tried to get information. Now, one of the things that happened while we were getting the information, if you notice, we got cut off a couple times. Well, you know why. so we won't even get into that, but we were cut off a couple times by some of our folks here on the national scene.
On the home slice, home slice security.
Okay.
This is Vincent Irene from Blast Furnace Radio. This is the Town Talk Radio Show. We're talking to Gaza, and the news we got from them is they're letting in the white bread, but they're not letting in the 2x4s to rebuild their destroyed homes.
Okay, and finally, two more things on the local side. Out of 80 or 81 workers at the Iron City plant, 25 to 30 are getting laid off, and then they're going to be put on like staggered schedules to work there at the factory. But they cannot get a part to the old antiquated equipment that the parent company refuses to replace. So what they're going to do, they're going to take Iron City Beer and IC Light and produce it in another city. Also, the workers at Aliquippa Hospital that just closed down, they all marched this week. They all went to the parent headquarters, I believe, to protest about how come the folks have not gotten their final paycheck. So that's it for this week.
Yeah, that's it. We haven't really noticed the recession here because of what's been happening to us for the last few decades.
But we're hustling.
That's right.
That's for sure.
What a great place to spend the apocalypse.